This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we've got a lot going on. Zoe Rachel's going to join us after the first break. And you have got somebody that is miffed, teed off, full of sugar. So you're in a lot of trouble. Anyway, we're happy for... We're going to get to General Flynn and all that in a few minutes. I promise you. I mean, there's so much of this scandal stuff that showed up today. We're going to find out. You watch. Mark my words. I mean, this is you don't require any special information for this one. But we're going to find out that the Obama administration was the most, probably the, even above the Clintons, the most corrupt administration that we've ever seen in that White House, or even around the White House. And when you look at what's going on and how much control that Hillary still had, think about that. The Clintons and the Obamas together spewing the garbage. And they're already doing it. You know, mainstream media is already sticking up. Right? I mean, first of all, the Department of Justice was, you know, anything they said was true, was real. You had to believe it. Now that Barr is in charge and you saw what they did with him, right? This was the guy that flew through the Senate the first time he was the Attorney General. First time. Now it was next to impossible. He was a terrible man. He was a bad man. Anybody that doesn't line up or they don't think is going to support them, done, gone. And this is why, when you see what's happening now, I know some of you have no patience. You're waiting for something to happen. You know what? Hang tight. We're not done yet. He's not done yet. Look at the paperwork that's coming out in Schiff now. Shifty Schiff. Right? You see how corrupt he is. We always knew this about him, though. We knew he was a liar. We knew he was a bad guy. Think about all the people that the Dems get behind and support. Fidel and Raul Castro. Loved him. The Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, haka, haka, haka. You remember him? Right? And then who else? Oh, Joe Biden. The serial sexual assaulter. Billy Bob Clinton. Another serial sexual assaulter and rapist. Mrs. Clinton, the one that always stuck up for Billy Bob, and victim shamed his victims. I mean, all these things, and they hold these people up as heroes. And then they tell you they're the righteous ones. Seriously. And then you look at what went down, again, look at what's gone down, the paper. I love it. I heard the report there that papers are being leaked about Schiff. God bless America. I guess leaking goes both ways, doesn't it? And it should. But they're trying to do it again. They're trying to put a commission together to talk about how bad the president responded to COVID. The problem is that he's got Democrats telling him recordings, videos telling him what a great job he was doing. And you watch, that'll all be lies. And now the Department of Justice is full of liars. Don't you know that? That's what we're hearing. Now back to reality for a moment. Oh, yeah. And then you heard Cuomo today. Oh, yesterday, sorry. Talking about how the biggest amount of people, the largest number of people that died from COVID were the ones that stayed home. Over 60% of the ones that stayed home died from this. You know why? Because they couldn't go to the hospital and the doctors to get the other treatments that they needed. And I said to you, we have eradicated. We should have a big applause session. We have eradicated cancer, diabetes, heart disease, lung cancer. All gone. Because you know why? Nobody died of those things in the last 2 months. They've all died of COVID. So, now that I got that out of the way, some of you, I have been jawing on for years, and you're about ready to lose a connection with me. We got pulled from Vimeo this morning. Why? In all the years we've been with, they didn't just take down a video, they took the whole channel down, which takes down the Roku channel, and it takes down the Amazon channel. Okay? I pay for Vimeo. I'm a paying client. And the reason they pulled it down was because of two COVID videos. And the videos don't even say this is a farce. The videos ask the question, will you get, if they force you or try to force you to get a shot, a vaccine, would you do it? Right? I mean, seriously, they didn't even take down the ones where I flew right in the face of saying this is a farce and this is why. So somebody, you know, locked onto some 17-year-old working at Vimeo decided I was way out of touch with reality and that we needed masks, paper bags, and all kinds of vaccinations. And this is why I keep telling you guys, you need to get off of Facebook, you need to get off of Twitter. They are killing us. I mean, financially and getting the message out. And this is such an important year for that. Guys like me spend more time chasing these people around. I got thousands of videos gone. You almost can't find us on YouTube. Okay? I mean, we're on other outlets. There's plenty of other outlets we can go to. As far as video goes, we're on Range Media. Range Broadcasting. Look it up. Check it out. We're there live every night, 3 hours, never have a problem. So if you guys really are what you say you are, if you really truly want to take, and don't give me this stuff, don't send me an email that says, well, you're just running away from them. No, see, it's not, you're not true. You're playing on their turf, you're playing by their rules, and you ever have those little kids playing games? Playing board games, and then you hear them arguing because somebody changed the rules in the middle of the board game. That's what Facebook does. That's what Twitter does. And you have no way to win. So if you want to stay with the losers, if you want to stay with the people that are flogging you on a daily basis, stay there. We're moving, though. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732. Like there's a fake Joe, right? 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, look, I've been telling you about what's going on. If you missed the first segment, you got to go back and get it because I'm not repeating myself, all right? But there's been guys fighting this issue for a long time. I'm not the only one. I wasn't looking for a pity party. All right, but with everything going on out there, you want the message to go out. If you're a Trump supporter, even if you're just a supporter, frankly, you shouldn't be a Trump supporter, okay? You should be a supporter of this country. You should be a supporter of this country, doing the right thing, you know, being right, following the Constitution, that kind of stuff. You know, if you just simply say, I'm a Trump supporter, all right, it kind of sounds weird. It sounds like almost like a cult at times. But the reality is we're all in it to make sure that we're doing the right thing, that we're being the best nation we can be, and frankly, that we can honor and glorify God while we're doing it. Here's another guy that's been beat up by this social media nonsense. Zoe Rachel joins me, host of Zopian Den, and always appreciate your time with me, brother. Really do.
Hey, Ben, thanks for having me on. I can dig it.
Yeah, well, I know you can. You've been beat up by this thing. You're one of the few guys. What do you got, 100 and some odd thousand followers, and I think, what, three people show up because they know you're still alive on Facebook?
Yeah, that's about right, man, and I'm so grateful for those, talk about when you don't know what you got until it's gone, and I hate to think that I took my audience for granted, man, I really do, but, man, when all of a sudden they evaporate, it's like, yeah. Wow, man, wow.
Right? You're sitting there and you go, I actually joked about this. We went from, Tammy was showing me the numbers earlier. We went from like 200,000 views an hour, I don't know, down to like 5,000 overnight. I go, you know, I may suck, but I don't suck that bad. Not to have it happen in 24 hours.
Right.
You know?
I mean, yeah, we can take some, like, you know, we could do some self-reflection and say that, yeah. Wow, man. You know, I mean, I may not be the greatest at doing this, but I know that I ain't that bad.
That's kind of where my head was at. And so I was having a Joe moment in the first segment, okay? And I went off on our people and I said, look, you know, you keep staying with Facebook. You keep staying with Twitter because you're going to beat the man, you know, that kind of thing. You can't win in their backyard. You can't win when they hold all the keys. We let them do this. We let them get there. And you see, you know, I saw an interesting number the other day. There are four point some odd billion people signed up for Facebook, all right? Not actively involved, but I screwed up. 4.4 billion people on the planet that have access to internet, all right? Facebook has 2.4 billion of those people. Why? How does that happen? How do we turn them into the purveyor, the carrier of information for the planet?
Yeah, you know, okay.
Go ahead.
That's a big can of worms, man. That's a you know, run by a worm. Anyway, look, you know, when we're doing this, man, and we're talking about what's happened to us, I hope folks understand that it's not like we're saying, just like you said earlier, this isn't some pity party or anything like that, and woe is us, because people say, well, this is happening to everybody. Yeah, we know. That doesn't make us feel any better. All right, and that's what we've been trying to say. It's like, yes, this is going to come down on everybody. And the thing is, when we're trying to get the truth out there, and we've given this monster so much power to keep, that eats up the truth before we can even get it out there. That's a big problem, and that's what we've been saying for a long time. However, being that this monster keeps giving so much power, it's like it falls on deaf ears because we can't get it out there that this is what they've been doing.
No, look, you know, you'll appreciate this. Some people, this will go over their head at a million miles an hour, right? We saw this happening on Facebook and Twitter. We saw this happening years ago. Little things getting pulled, little things getting throttled. Matter of fact, Facebook at one time was so out front about it, they would just shut your page down the first time you screwed up. Sure. And then, you know, as Tammy was saying, everybody went to Washington, D.C., and we're going to show them, we're going to fix it. Yeah, for a little while. But this is kind of like, you know, Jimmy Jones, right? Remember Jimmy Jones? And he throws the Bible behind the pulpit, and he goes, you don't need this anymore because I have arrived. I am here, okay? And this, at that point, when that happened, that church should have emptied out. But no, God forgive me, but those people were more into the man than they were into the message of the Bible, to what God was telling us to do. We got the same thing going on here. We've got people on Facebook and Twitter, and they're deciding, I can't advertise on Facebook anymore.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
How do I get the message out to let people know about the good people that are running for office and that kind of thing? There are other alternatives that we should be looking at as a team, as a group, as a people, if you would, right?
Yeah, definitely looking at and developing. There needs to be not just a competitor for Facebook and not or social media, but a competitor for the search engine. And I know it seems like, you know, we keep going, you know, over and over again talking about the same stuff. But y'all, when you have a lot of these people, just like you were talking about earlier, that are like, you know, Trumpers or pro-Trump, it's like, look, man, that's good. I'm glad that he's your guy and all that sort of stuff. But it isn't just about promoting Trump. It's about promoting conservatism in the culture. That's the thing, that's the connect we have made. Had we done that, we wouldn't be having as much of a problem as we are right now with all this nonsense. We wouldn't have lost the power to Congress to be able to do this, because conservatism needs to be promoted in the culture. And one more thing, man. See, the thing is, is it that we're so far behind the ball now that no matter what it is, whatever strides that we're trying to make, it's all being taken place in the devil's backyard. It's
right.
All run by liberals. So, you know, whether it's the airways or whether it's streaming, it's like liberals are controlling all of this. Now, however, there is hope in this message because, you know, the thing is, a lot of us, we're going in and we're trying to occupy this territory. And the Lord himself tells you, I want you to go in and I want you to take Canaan. All right, we're supposed to go in and occupy this territory.
I'm right next to you.
But if the Lord ain't with you and doing it, like say, for instance, we're trying to go in there and we're trying to take some of these treasures that were not supposed to be ours either. And the Lord holds us accountable for that. So it's like you better make sure that we're marching with the Lord when he tells us to go in and take this territory, that we've got his objective in mind. Because too often, a lot of times, we go in there with our own, no matter how well-meaning or how redeeming we think our point is. If we're doing it for ourselves and trying to make a statement or trying to make a name for ourselves, even as conservatives, even as a body of conservatives, we're doing it wrong.
Yep. No, I totally agree with you. There has to be a plan. There has to be. Look, and I'm not trying to slight anybody, but I get requests on a regular basis to promote and join this social media group and join that social, right? I mean, we're all there. I mean, everybody ran over to, what was it? Was that Gig or Gib or Gab? Gab, that was it, Gab, right?
Yep.
And so we went over there. We go, wow, that's an easy platform. Looks like it moves quick. And within a couple of weeks, Timmy and I are sitting there going, my God, there's so much anti-Semitism going on this site. What are we doing here? Right? We jumped over because we wanted out. We didn't do the smart thing. Pray about it. Ask about it. Check into it. We'll talk more about this to the side of the break. So Rachel's going nowhere. He's with me. With us. Locked in a room. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department said that it's dropping the criminal case against President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, abandoning the prosecution that became a rallying cry for the president and his supporters in attacking the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation. The action was a stunning reversal for one of the signature cases brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. The action was swiftly embraced by President Trump, who declared of Flynn he was an innocent man. He also accused Obama administration officials of targeting Flynn and said that I hope a big price is going to be paid. The department said it had concluded that Flynn's interview by the FBI was untethered to and unjustified by the FBI's counterintelligence investigation, and that the interview was conducted without any legitimate basis. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The truth.
How lucky we are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. So let me just bring him in, right? I mean, seriously, because we're all, both of us are wound up. This is a good thing, not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So Rachel joins me, a host of the Zopian Den. And look, why don't you tell people what shows you have, where they can find them, and then we can get back onto our rant.
All right. I'm at Bronze Serpent Media, where I have the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, and my music project, 20 Pounds Legend, other stuff that I'm working on to, you know, to try to creatively promote truth in the culture.
Well, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, really do. And all right, so here we go. This is, I am like at my wit's end with this stuff, because you and I, during the break twice now, we've talked about this, where they follow along. How are we going to get our people, seriously get our conservative people, people who want to make a difference, want to get the message across, how are we going to get them off of YouTube, off of Facebook, off of whatever there is?
It could take, man, who knows what it's going to take. Like, say, for instance, with the Israelites, they would want to get out of this state that they're in. They would moan and groan and grumble about it, and then they would get out of it, and then they'd be right back into it, and they'd be into it for like 20, 40 years. You know, and this would happen like over and over again. So what is it going to take for us? Man, I don't. Well, one, it's like look in the Word of God and say, you know what? I don't think I want to repeat this pattern anymore. So but with conservatives, maybe the light needs to go on that, you know, it's more than making a political impact, because I think that's what conservatives are too hung up on. They want to make this political impact, and they're bypassing a key component of that. Well, number one, it's the reliance on the on God Almighty, number one. Two, you got to make the cultural impact. There's a cultural pathway to doing that, a spirit-led cultural pathway to doing that. But it's like you can see how liberals do it. The reason why they're able to do so much political damage is because of the groundwork that they lay in the culture. It's a smart idea. It's not an evil idea. It's not bad. It's a good idea. They're just using it in evil ways, and it's ways that conservatives are just, they too much take for granted.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. When you look at what's going on out there, and if you don't think that this is getting more wicked, more nasty, more disgusting, look at what we heard about Flynn today. Look at what we're hearing about Schiff today. I mean, here's a man who went through, you know, hell and back again for all intents and purposes, and until they Until they stuck his son on the chopping block and said, well, we're just going to go after your son if you don't lie about this. And most of us, you know, and I get the initial inclination is to go, well, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to. That's your son. And I wouldn't want to be put in that position. I mean, I always joke and say, look, if Jesus was my son, all you people are going to hell. Because I'm not giving him up. You know what I'm saying? So thank God God is the God. Is God.
Right.
So, but
I mean, it's funny that Democrats, they can't believe, you know, it's, you know, man. And Flynn is one of theirs. But I guess Flynn is a big traitor. He's too cozy with Republicans now. So that makes Flynn a big traitor. And if this is going to somehow point to any sort of vindication for Trump, well, he's going to have to be sacrificed. They hate him now. And but once again, man, once they're able to do the damage that they do. And I can't repeat this enough. They're able to do the damage that they do because they are right there. Pushing propaganda through every means that they can, every means that where conservatives aren't, to push their narrative, to get enough people to be a squeaky wheel to scream that enough to make this a big problem. They may not win, but man, they're going to make it a big enough problem, you know, for us to get the victory.
Yeah, they are. They're going to squelch the message. And again, if you look at what they're doing, they've brought up another committee to look at how the president handled COVID, right? I mean, because that's really important to make sure now, while we're still in the middle of it, while things are still happening, that we start a commission and start pulling people in to maybe impeach him again before the election cycle is up. You know, you never know, right? You never know what these nut jobs are going to do.
Man, but, may never know, but never surprise.
No. I say that's the sad part. We're not surprised by this stuff. You're almost expecting it to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you're never surprised by it whatsoever. I really do get a big kick out of this stuff. Yeah. But, you know, well, I get a big kick out of it because, you know, these people, can you believe what they're doing? It's like, what, have you been in a coma? Of course I believe what they're doing. They haven't, what makes you think they actually stopped?
Yeah, they are who they are, man. And, you know, that's you know, a distinction that I try to make between, you know, Democrats, you know, Republicans. You know, it's like, you know, you got your Republican deviants. But you know, with Democrats, it doesn't do any good, really, to talk about what they do. You can find some Republicans that do the same stuff because people are people. But there are people who are wired to do certain things. And it's not so much about what Democrats do. It's just what they are. That's who they are. You know, so that's what I try to come down to. It's like, look, man, this is just who they are. And that's one of the reasons, and you know it. And that's why, you know, they try to keep us silent so much, because we get down to the nitty gritty of who they are, not just about what they do.
You know, it's really funny. I'm going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at you, and then we'll comment about it in a second, okay? Just in the last 10, not even 10 days, last week or so, right? So New York's going to provide 500,000 free Ramadan meals, right? At the expense of the taxpayer. However, if you're a Christian organization trying to feed homeless people in the park, you could be arrested, right?
Uh-huh.
Communion banned in Knoxville, Tennessee, obviously by people who've never received communion, especially in the new little, what are they, wafer juice cups? You know, it's all wrapped in plastic, and if you cut your fingernails too short, you can't receive communion because you can't open the darn thing. All right, so that's illegal now. Gay lawmakers throw Franklin Graham and the Samaritan's Purse out of New York City. Why? Not because they refuse to do, you know, to help and help heal people that may have had this. No. Because their religion, their basic religious belief, does not include the gay, lesbian, and transgender community. I mean, another church in Kansas City was told that they were going to have to give up. And it's not just Kansas City, as I've been doing some looking. It's more than Kansas City. They're going to have to give up their membership list and track their members as to where they sit, who they're close to. I mean, they are trying everything they can do. I mean, they've been coming against Franklin Graham. Give me a break. They're doing everything they can do to divide us.
Sure.
And when I say us, I'm more aimed at Christians. Keep us apart. Divide us. Don't let us pray together. Don't let us hold each other up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely. And that comes out of the whole propaganda of diversity. It seems like, that's what Democrats always talk about. Diversity, it sounds so good. And I've said this a thousand times, man. It's like people fall for this whole diversity narrative, but diversity and divide share the same root. Their whole objective is divide and conquer. Democrats have always hated this country. Always. They've hated this republic because this republic is built to acknowledge God and the rights that he gave us, and because those laws are fixed and certain, they can't handle that. They want laws that they can vote against. They want a democracy where they can have a popular vote against the laws of nature ordained by, authored and ordained by God. They can't handle that, so they've always tried to twist this republic out of that. And they'll use anything, even a disease. They'll use a disease. They'll use a color. They'll use an orientation. They'll use whatever they can to sucker the masses out of their liberty.
Yeah, you're right. And again, till we step up and start pushing back. You know, I think here's what I think is funny, and I know I'm going to catch a lot of flack from this. You got beauticians that are going to step over the lawn line and go back to work. They're going to start cutting hair and everything else, right? And I'm thinking to myself, and you know, because the blowers will spread the germ. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I get an A in biology, but I think the heat from the blowers actually just might kill the germ. But what do I know, right? I barely made it out of high school. So,
these are the same people, though, who insisted that we have blowers in the bathroom to dry our hands.
Yeah.
You know, because we got to save the environment. You know, so it's like, make up your mind. But it's been proven that these blowers are the things that blow germs all over the place that these liberal environmentists made us have.
Oh, you live in California with me. What about the cloth bags? We couldn't have plastic bags anymore because killing turtles or something. I don't know what it
right?
was doing. But
now, mind you, those blowers, they don't blow, as far as I know, is at the same temperature as the hot air blowers do. You know, it's not the same thing. You know, but they're going against their own narrative by saying that. It's like, you made us have these things. Now you do, and just like you said, the bags. You made us have these bags. You know, because we were cutting down the trees. Now you're going to charge us for the bags. Now you don't want us to have the bags. Oh, man, bad
blow. I mean, look at it. If these guys were doctors and you were going to the doctor, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't go anymore because you're always wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. You almost seen your own. Don't go far.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, also carried on Range Media, and we'll put the links up as you get to them a little easier. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him right on because I always appreciate the time that I spend with him. I know you guys too. And again, Zoe Rachel joins me, and you know what? He's got so many outlets to get the word out. But one of the things that he does is he does a non-fuddy-duddy Bible study.
That works, yeah. You know, right?
So, you know, we would not be going because I enjoy fuddy-duddy. What do you tell people about that? I think that's a big deal. I mean, again, we need to make sure people understand the word. They get the word in many different ways. And I'm upset that the fact that some people actually asked me who Jim Jones was. I'm like, come on, you guys, seriously?
Anyway. Hey, well, you know what? I was reminded of that on your show. Hey. And can I tell you what, man? You know, anti-fuddy-duddy, even though that we're, why is it the anti-fuddy-duddy? Because, well, we make fart jokes. Stuff like that, okay? But it is, you know, the thing that we do, I don't make sermons or anything like that. We read the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and let the Word of God speak. We square it up, and the whole point of it is so people can see that when Jesus said, Moses was talking about me, that we can make that clear and say, yeah, Jesus is telling the truth. It was him the whole time. It's always been him. It's always going to be him. You know, so that's what we dig into to make sure that people can recognize Yeshua when he shows up.
Yeah, I always get the biggest kick out of people. They fight over the, forgive me, they fight over the dumbest things, right? Mm. Was Jesus meek and mild? Was Jesus black or white? You know, was Jesus tall or short? It's like, are you guys serious? I mean, that's all you're getting? That's the only thing you can find to really discuss in detail. You know, I can fix it all for you really quick. First of all, Jesus was probably short, tightly wound, short, curly hair. He was not 6'7", with blonde hair and blue eyes with a British accent. Okay? I'm telling you. Sandy, beat up, skin, right? Well, I'm sure it wasn't white and fair like he'd been washing with Dove every night. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the Word of God does say that it gives his complexion, that his complexion was like burnished bronze, and then in the New Testament, it says that he grew up strong in stature. I mean, the dude climbed mountains and was a carpenter. I mean, he was probably a pretty yoked dude, and he was able to lead people who were ready to fight. You know, so he was probably a very strapping man.
Okay.
In the Old Testament, it says that, you know, he wasn't much to look at or anything like that. It's like, yeah, of course it's going to say that, because when you got haters, you can be an Adonis, because Jesus was going to be hated. But to them, you could be an Adonis and people are going to hate and be like, he ain't that much to look at, or whatever, right? But in describing him in the New Testament, it says that he grew up strong, wise, and grew up strong in stature. So, yeah, he was a dude that was ready to fight. He scared people.
Well, I'm sure, but he wasn't Thor, okay? I mean, okay? I'm just saying. I'm sure he didn't have L.A. Gym to go to every day, but you're right.
Yeah, blonde-haired and blue-eyed. And, yeah, he wasn't a Nordic god or anything like that.
There you go. I'm sure he did not have a British accent, you know what I'm saying? But people get locked into this stuff. You know, here, I'll give you one for your fuddy-duddy Bible, non-fuddy-duddy Bible study. I always joke about it. And the one I always love, I say, you know, the Bible tells you to study to show yourself approved. And here's the reason why. What did Eve partake of? Oh, it was an apple. Really? Where does it say that?
Where does it say that?
That's why you get lulled into these things you hear since you're knee-high to a bullfrog, and you think it's truth, and you think it's real, and you don't want to, you know, disbelieve your parents, but they bought into the same thing. They were taught the same thing. And again, that's why I joke about Jesus not being, you know, 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes, because we grew up, and, right, every movie you saw, he had milky white skin, blue eyes, blonde hair. That wasn't the guy of the day. Sorry, guys. It doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying?
Very true. Very true, man. But, you know, considering the things that are happening, man, I hope that folks will, you know, now more than ever will look in the Bible, because there's all these things that are pointing to it. When you've got this, you know, people on trial and this national discourse to prove somebody wrong who isn't, man, now more than ever, people need to look at the Word of God. When you look at this virus taking over, when you know that the Word of God is talking about plagues, this may not be a biblical plague, but it should be enough to be able to say, hey, maybe I need to look at the Bible to see what it says. When you hear about things like murder hornets, you might want to take a look in the Bible, because the Bible talks about, you know, swarms of locusts, but it also, when it's referring to Yeshua, it is referring to Yeshua, the angel of the Lord, who God also sent forth, but that angel of the Lord is also referred to as a hornet. I will send my terror as a hornet. The hornet will go before you. So it's things like that. It's like, you know, and you can go deeper into why a hornet is used to describe these things. But right now, people are petrified of this murder hornet that's coming in. Maybe it's because we keep getting too far away from God. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you might want to look into these things in the Word of God.
Yeah, because it requires study. You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You can't take the words for the face value, because sometimes they don't make sense and people just accept them for what they are and they fly over them. You couldn't read a good novel without knowing what some of the words meant, because you wouldn't be able to follow the story. And it's the same thing here. People, you know, but you did have me laughing when you talked about the, you know, the hornet and the whole nine yards. And it's like, you know what? If you tell people that now, they're going to sleep with one eye open. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, when God talks about certain things in the Bible, you know, about the people sleeping together in the Old Testament, when we perverted the word sleeping together, he really meant they were sleeping together, right? The same room, same area of the house or what have you.
Yeah, and, like when you're in fellowship and you meet with a holy kiss, that doesn't mean make out, all right? You know, brothers can meet. All right, you know, hug it out, bro. You know, kiss on the cheek and stuff. That, you know, that's what we're talking about. Not making out like Brokeback Mountain.
But the thing that bothers me the most is again, when we talk about fear, how many of your Christian friends are walking around almost petrified in fear with what's happening instead of doing the right things, just do the basics, right? And believe in God to protect you and asking Him for guidance. I don't hear a lot of my Christian friends talking about, you know, praying and believing and understanding what God wants them to do. What I hear about them is, I've been searching for toilet paper for 2.5 weeks. Really? Why don't you ask God where to find it? I'm sure He knows where to find it. And then shut up and listen for a minute, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, the Lord will provide. You know, it's like it will come to you in due course. You know, it's like we've been able to find ours. You know, and trust me, we've hit them shelves and they've been bare and stuff like that. But it isn't like my, because that's, it does seem like that's what, when you see shelves that are cleared out and you see people fighting over toilet paper, you ain't lying. There are people who have invested this sense of security in having toilet paper. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to put my faith in God and I'm not going to crap on myself out of fear of not having toilet paper.
You know? Hey, you think God would be mad if we use the pages of the Bible for toilet paper? Because we don't have any. And I'm sure He doesn't, you know, because cleanliness is next to godliness. So I'm sure He'd have no problem. I always love terms like that. I go, really? Where is that? All right. I'm sorry. I just go off because some of the memes that my Christian friends send me, and I know some of them listen to the show, so I'm making them nuts. Some of the comments that they make is like, stop. Just stop, okay? Because, you know, when they forget that there's an adversary, they forget that there's people call us spiritually hooky here in a second, but they just forget that the devil's out there trying to do what he can do to trip you up, to make you do the wrong thing. So people think, oh, that was a man of God? The guy who did that is a man of, oh, we're talking about Hitler, right? I mean, seriously, they're looking at him going, you know, Hitler was a Christian. You go, really? What? Was he with the Jimmy Jones sect? Well, I mean, how did that happen?
Yeah, Christian according to what? I mean, anybody can call themselves a Christian. Well, you got a whole bunch of men out there calling themselves women. It doesn't make it true. So, you know, Hitler can call, you know, or they can try to call Hitler a Christian all they want to. But no, it doesn't work that way.
No, and I think, you know, people now, see, this is the perfect time to be able to say, if you were rooted in the Word, if you really understood God's Word, if you really trusted in God, and I'm not trying to browbeat anybody, I just want you to think about this. Would you really be running around chasing toilet paper for 2 weeks? What would you really be doing at a time like this, okay? Would you be okay being in the car, beeping your horn at the pastor that's teaching? I don't really have a problem with that. If they want to gather in a big parking lot, we should be able to gather, period. But what are you doing to truly live out your life and show that you love and you trust God? Go ahead, take it away.
Indeed, man. It's just like I said earlier, you know, people are, you know, crapping on themselves. Or were, hopefully this is kind of coming to pass, you know, crapping on themselves over toilet paper. If your security is in toilet paper, then something is definitely wrong. It's not saying that toilet paper isn't important. I'm definitely not saying that. But it's like, you know, when you see people out there that are, you know, on this hunt, this focused hunt on toilet paper, it's like, man, what does that say about a country? That your security is in toilet paper. I think folks need to be a little bit more focused on God. You know, I can hear people right now is like, well, you know, what does God have to do with, you know, if God is so good, why isn't God supplying the toilet paper?
There we go.
And all that sort of stuff. If God is this, if God is that, and it's like, look, God is all this and God is all that. But we have some responsibilities too.
Yep. We have to work. Bible says if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat.
Or wipe.
Pretty simple. Or wipe. That's good. I'm going to put that in my Bible. Joe Messina, your host. We'll put up the links to Zoe's shows and what have you. And again, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Hey, David Horowitz joins me after the break. He's got a lot to say as a red diaper baby about what's going on now. We'll be back.